Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, February 28th. Somebody's calling me right now. I don't know why, but I don't know who the fuck it is, so
yeah,
I don't care.
Weird.
Good morning, Danny.
Hi.
We're back in the driver's seat, folks, and we have a great show coming up for you today, as any other day, really.
Mm-hmm.
We have two more days until the weekend, so we're looking forward to that.
It feels like a Thursday, though.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then take Friday off.
Yeah, right.
It'll be
now.
Like Saturday for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no.
No, don't miss out on that one, because my good friend is going to be in town.
Oh,
he'll
for sure.
Sit in with us, and we're going to have a blast. So, always like parties here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Friday we will bring some mimosas
yes.
or something. Right?
Yes.
All right. So, all we need is champagne and orange juice, right?
And cups.
And cups. We have cups here.
Okay.
But I like champagne glasses. Maybe I'll get some champagne
glasses.
You
can get, like, plastic ones so you can reuse them.
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll think about that. You'll have to remind me, though.
I will. I'll text you Thursday.
Okay, we'll get all fucked up at 10 o'clock in the morning.
No, if we share a bottle between three of us, we probably won't even get a buzz on.
That's true. But you know what? The only thing I worry is when he drinks, man, he gets rowdy.
Good. That's great.
It is?
We should drink before the
show.
Well,
I'm sure he won't hear because he'll feel like really new, you know?
No.
I mean, they don't socialize that much where they live. There's nothing there. You know,
yeah,
it's
paradise.
A very small town.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small town. So that's why they come out here. Well, at least his brother was here. And I felt he was kind of awkward, you know,
no.
in the big city.
Oh, out. Like, out.
Yeah,
here
yeah.
he was not awkward.
No, but yeah. in the big city, you know, we sat at a bar and he
but
said.
But didn't you go to the Abbey?
Where?
Didn't you go to the Abbey?
No. What's the Abbey?
Abbey is a bar.
No, we didn't go to the Abbey.
I just totally made that up.
Yeah, you made that up. That's not me. I don't even know where the hell it is.
It's in West Hollywood.
Oh, okay. I don't go out in West Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
So, no, it wasn't there. There's a bar near my house here, and we sat with Doug, and we're talking, and he looks up. He says, oh, there are women here. And this woman looked at him like,
you
what
know. Is he talking about?
Yeah, she's like, are you from West Hollywood or something?
That's what it was. I remember someone said something about West
right,
Hollywood.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
So that's what it was. So, I mean, to go to a bar and actually be impressed, there's pretty women there, and express it out loud. You know, they need to get used to being in the city.
Yeah, he needs to move. He needs to get out of there.
Yeah, he does. I told him that. But Don is his twin brother, and he's just as amazing and just as crazy. And so that'll be a great show, and we'll have mimosas. So you guys definitely should tune in. Maybe get their own mimosas. Have your own mimosa. And you can just celebrate with us. Hopefully by Friday we'll have the Facebook Live thing. But I'm working on it.
Don't forget the gifting suite. Reminder number one.
That's right, the gifting suite.
Yeah, you haven't emailed yet, hon. It's
okay.
Already Wednesday. It's 2 days away.
No, well, he said, see you Friday.
That's two
yeah,
days
from
now.
Yeah, I needed to
now.
Tell him I have one more person, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, yeah.
Say, I have a pretty girl coming.
Okay. Yeah, no, that'll be fine. I just want to make sure your names are on the list.
Yes.
Well, he didn't ask me for names. He just put my name on there.
But
maybe
plus
he says
one.
A party plus one or something.
Yeah.
I'll write him today. I have no problem at all.
You promise?
Yeah, I will.
You promise, Sam?
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the thing. Send me a text or something.
I will.
Remind
I'll text
me
you
later.
At like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, I sleep then.
I'll text you at 12, right after I leave.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, just left.
Is good.
Gifting suite.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be fun. We'll get a little tipsy and then head on over to the gifting suite.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We can actually make a day out of Friday.
That's what
now.
I'm saying, yeah.
But I have to work till fucking 1 o'clock.
Call out.
I have to work till 1. What do you mean call out?
Have,
I'm the one.
Have someone else do it.
I don't have anybody to call out. I'm the owner.
You always have to have somebody for your backup.
I know, but my engineer,
what if you
it's
broke your leg
off.
And you were in a hospital for
it's
a week?
It's day off. Come on, I mean, it's open till 4. We can go at 1:30
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Two.
And me and your friend, what's his name?
Don.
Don, we'll just go somewhere else.
Why?
Breakfast. While you're
working. While I'm here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're done at 11, so we have to do something for 2 hours.
Oh, you'll find things to do for 2 hours, I'm sure.
Yeah. Wait, where's the event? Is it towards my direction? Or
You know what? They said that they're sending the address.
And they
so
haven't.
So they
right?
haven't yet. I don't know what the hell that is about.
Yeah, you need to remind them.
Last time I went to it was maybe 2-3 years ago. It was in Beverly Hills, a really nice hotel. So we'll see. It was on the rooftop. So we'll see how this turns out. It's going to be very rainy tomorrow and possibly Friday and Saturday. But
it was supposed to rain yesterday and it didn't.
No, it wasn't supposed to rain yesterday, was it?
Maybe not.
No.
Today? It's supposed to rain today.
It rained Monday night.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah. I don't know when it rained. Forget about it. I think driving home Tuesday, was it raining a little bit? I don't know. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? I just want rain. That's
basically,
it.
We just need the address of the party and a plus two. So
yeah, the funny thing is everybody knows me as the person who loves rain and always looks at the forecast. So it's become like a joke with my friends and stuff, you know. I'm always like, hey, I'm calling to tell you there's rain outside. You should take a look.
I hope it doesn't rain tonight.
Why? Oh, well, you're going to that event, right? Mm-hmm. See, I can't go, man. I have to work again. Shit.
I need to go home and
take a nap.
Okay,
well, you go. You report what it's like. Yeah. I'm sure you're going to have a blast.
I'm going to have so much fun. I just don't know if I have a plus one.
You probably don't. At $100 a pop, they probably would.
I should but probably email,
ask.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
ask
can
them.
I bring? Because I like.
I mean, people understand that people don't like to go by themselves.
I mean, I don't mind going to like bars by myself, but I don't like going to events by
myself. Yeah, to the event and stuff. That's right.
Because like everyone's gonna know each other. I'm just kind of like mingling.
Who are you gonna take though? A friend or something?
Yeah, I'll bring like a girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So contact them. Who's it, Liz? That
no.
we talked to. Oh, the guys themselves.
I talked to the guys themselves, but then what's her name? Emailed me the information for the
event. That's Liz, isn't it?
No.
Wasn't that Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I keep mixing up all the...
Yeah,
all
I was like, who's Liz?
Yeah.
That's my mom's name.
Oh, wait a minute. That was Catherine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was like, I don't think...
That was Catherine, the one that sent our guest today.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was like, I don't think her name is Liz.
No, Liz was the one with the book about XX versus XY.
Oh, yes.
Remember
yes.
that was her?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it? No.
I don't know.
No.
I have no idea. I think you might have made Liz up.
No, Liz was here. I'll remind you who she was with. No, she was here. I just don't remember all the guests. We'll look at
maybe
the pictures.
Maybe Blake?
You.
What was the guy?
Yeah, probably Blake.
Yeah, because that was a woman. And her name was, you made up a name for her, but then she came on. She said her real name, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, that was Liz. Okay. Called her Justine.
Yes.
Yeah.
See? We figured it out.
You have good memory, which is good, because I don't. So you kind of help me balance myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, I wouldn't even fucking remember what I had for breakfast, you know? Which I didn't. I remember that.
You didn't eat breakfast?
No, I don't eat breakfast.
Ever?
Just on weekends, maybe at 11, 12 when we go out with the
so
families.
Like you don't get hungry?
No, I don't.
Like by the time I sit down in this chair, I feel like I'm going to pass out if I don't eat.
I know. Well, look at me. First of all, I drink coffee in the morning, so that kind of like kills the
coffee
appetite.
Coffee makes me hungry.
Really?
Ooh, so hungry.
Oh. With me, it kills my appetite. And also, I'm a smoker, and when you smoke cigarettes, it's hard not to eat.
I know.
It's easy not
that.
To eat, you know?
I heard that.
It kills your appetite.
I heard that's why a lot of like models and stuff smoke cigarettes.
Really? It keeps them thin?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad way to do it.
Yeah,
or
like,
reason to do it.
Just eat a salad, girl.
Yeah. Well, at least they have a reason for smoking. I don't even have one. You know?
How did you start smoking?
Is that it was early on, probably 15 years old.
15?
14, 15. Look, I come from a place where people smoke a lot, and especially back when I was a kid in the 60s, you know?
Right.
Now you go to, I'm telling you, every other country almost, except here, people smoke a lot.
That's
they really
crazy.
Do.
A lot of people smoke in America, though. I feel.
Not that many. I think it's less than 20%.
Oh,
you
really?
Go to other places, like if I go to an American-Israeli event here, right? Almost everybody smokes. Almost everybody. It's unfucking believable.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If like, you know, so you hold a party's outdoors and it's easier, but if you throw a party indoors, I mean, half the people would be outside smoking.
Right.
You know? So, Yeah, but God, I need to stop. I really need to stop. So we'll get to that at some point. By the way, folks, we do have a guest. We'll get to him in just a moment. And he did show up, as opposed to some other friggin' guests who don't.
Right.
And who don't even bother to apologize. What the fuck?
It's okay. They
I'm
suck.
So irritated, man. But, yeah, so those things happen. But when we... but people with integrity, they don't forget.
No.
They don't arrive late.
Right.
That's all I'm saying, folks. So... so there's a lesson for you.
That was deep.
That was deep stuff, right? So one more thing I wanted to bring up is did you ever see 50 Shades of Grey? Did we talk about this?
Yeah, I watched it.
You saw all of them?
All of them.
And the last movie too, the most recent
mm-hmm.
one?
Saw all of them.
And how was that one? What, like they get married or something?
They get married, yes. Yeah. It actually was in the beginning of the movie was the wedding. But it was weird to me because none of her family was there. Oh. I was like, are we not going to talk about this? Like, your mom's not at your goddamn wedding. Like, no one said anything about it. I'm
really?
Like, where's your mom
weird.
At? It's like your best friend in all the books and your mom's not at your wedding.
Right.
Her dad wasn't at the wedding. Like, none of her family members was there.
That doesn't make sense.
And then there was like a scene where like... his sister got kidnapped and then she went to go bring money and the guy like slapped her twice in the face and then she went into a coma for a day. I'm like, you're not going to go into a coma from being slapped.
Yeah. Even strong slapping.
Yeah, like I'm like, you're not going to go into a coma. And then she woke up and it was like, because he didn't want to have a baby.
Right.
And she was pregnant. And he's like, I want to have this baby with you. And I was like, this scene ruined the movie for me.
Really?
But yeah, like, I was really upset. Like, but then they made up for it because at the end, like, she's watching him play on the piano and they did a flashback of, like, all the, like, clips from all the movies. And I was like, that was cute, but kind of made up for the rest being shitty.
Yeah.
It was like a comedy to me. Like, everyone was laughing.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was laughing.
Really?
Yeah.
At the movie.
Yeah, because it was, have you ever seen How to Be Single?
No.
She's in that, Dakota Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And her personality must be the way she is in How to Be Single because she's the exact same way in 50 Shades Free. She's just like the way she speaks is funny to me.
Yeah.
So it's like I was laughing 90% of the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was hot, actually. I thought she's perfect because she does look that innocent in the beginning, you know?
But I think in the book she's supposed to have blue eyes.
Okay, well,
she doesn't have
matter.
Blue eyes. Shit does matter.
Why?
Because if you read a book and you're truly invested, like most of the people that read that trilogy, it's like you can't... I mean, we obviously got over it by the second movie, but the first movie I was pissed.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because, I mean, look at like movies like Batman. We've seen a million people play Batman.
Yeah.
And we still like the character, you know, so...
Yeah, but not all those movies have been good.
Yeah.
Like the Ben Affleck Batman was absolute garbage.
Yeah, I didn't even see that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the first one with Michael... wait a minute, what's his name?
Can't help you. I def did not see it.
No, okay. Well, our filmmaker here will help us in just a moment. Michael Keaton. Thank
you
very
much.
Yeah.
I never saw that one.
No?
Too old school for
and,
me.
You know, I mean, I remember when they cast him, I thought, that's the last person I'd think they'd cast for Batman. But he turned out to be good.
Didn't he just do that movie, too, called, like, it was like maybe 2 years ago, where he played a superhero? And his career was over?
Birdman or something?
Birdman, yeah.
Right, something like that.
It's just like, how do you play two superhero characters? Like Ben Affleck was Daredevil and then he was Batman.
Right, Batman.
Like that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, that's true. It's got to be just that character, right?
Yeah, like
well, that's
you were
Hollywood.
Blind.
Hollywood. They can't
I think
always
he was blind.
Do what they want to do.
Yeah. That movie was horrible.
Daredevil?
Yeah, it was so bad.
I know, I didn't like it either.
Jennifer Garner is so hot though. She's so underrated.
Yeah.
Like
has she been in anything lately?
No. She's in those Capital One commercials.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No.
But she looks so good in them. I'm like, damn girl, how did anyone cheat on you? Like she's so fly. She hasn't aged at all. She looks the exact same age.
See, that's the thing is that I don't think people cheat on you. They just cheat because they're cheaters. You know, they
so
would do it to anybody.
Cheater.
They would do it to anybody. No, that's not true at all. I'm just saying, how can anybody cheat on her? Well, because he's a cheater. You know, that's what it is. It's not because it's her. It could have been anybody, and he would have done the same thing.
Yeah,
you know?
He has like a full-blown girlfriend now, and she's not cute. I'm like, how do you downgrade? That's not really nice, but like, how do you? I mean, it's just like Jennifer Garner. Like, yeah. Any guy would be lucky to have her. I'd be lucky to have her. Shit.
Yeah.
I'll date her.
You will?
Yeah,
awesome.
For sure.
Why not? Anything goes today, folks. Anything goes. All right, well, we're going to bring in our guest right now. We're going to be joined by a filmmaker. You can get closer to the mic now. Now your mic is hot. Tobias Rosen, right?
Yeah,
am I
right,
saying it
right.
correctly?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Tobias.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Of course. You produced the movie, and I thought at first you were the director, but you didn't do any directing in the movie?
In this movie, I didn't do any directing. No,
but the producer's job is pretty big without directing the movie too.
Oh yeah, especially if you take it as a creative producer, where you are involved in all the creative decisions, also in the directing decisions and stuff like that. Yeah,
right, right. Well, awesome. So we'll get to that. A very powerful movie, and it says it's based on a true story.
Yeah, it's based on a true story. It's an incident happened in 2015 in Kenya.
I remember this.
Yeah. To the Somali border, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, bus was traveling to the border region.
Okay, right. So we'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to the movie and we'll talk a lot about it. But I want to know how you ended up with the movie. So we're going to backtrack now.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. And find out, where were you born? I saw you raised in South Africa. Were you born there in South Africa?
No, I was born in Germany. And,
okay.
Then
German parents?
Yeah, German parents.
Both
of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what? They moved to South Africa or something?
Yeah, they moved to South Africa. My father's a teacher, so we went to school there, to German school. And
Wow. That was some time ago, though, right?
Yeah.
South Africa was different then.
Yeah, it was very different.
Right.
I've never been.
No, you should. It's
I know, I heard it's really beautiful.
Cool. Yeah, it's
one
beautiful.
Of the most beautiful places in the world.
Right.
And, you know, I travel there. And Cape Town, which is going to run out of water next month.
Yeah, you told me that.
Remember?
Yes.
A beautiful, beautiful, unforgettable place.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah,
yeah,
really.
But how long is that flight, though? Let's talk about that.
From here?
Mm-hmm.
23 hours
nope.
or something. Yeah.
See it in pictures, though.
Right.
Oh,
but you don't do it. You don't have to do it direct.
You
don't have. Right? But I'm about right. I mean, because you, if even if you got to make stops, right? I don't even think they have a direct flight from here, do they?
Oh, I don't know. I never fly from LA.
From here to South Africa.
You see,
I did. And it stopped in Italy. And then I flew there. But the total was 23 hours.
Oh, God.
That was crazy, man.
That's Is that including layovers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but a short one, maybe a couple hours or so. You know, so
but just think about traveling to Italy. That's beautiful.
I want to go there so bad. It's on the bucket list of things to
go
do.
Go there, go to Italy.
That's 12 hours there.
For 2 weeks, and then you can go to
To South Africa.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm going to find my husband in Italy.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. I want to go for my 30th. Barcelona is in Italy, right?
No, that's in Spain.
No, Spain.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's beautiful too, and not so far away.
Yeah.
You can make a round trip through Europe and then go to Africa.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. No, but Italy's got some beautiful
places.
I don't
think I'm going to go to South Africa if there's no water, though.
No, that's only in that town.
Oh, that's only in Cape Town.
Yeah.
But Cape Town's like the touristy spot, is it not?
Oh, there are a few others.
Yeah, oh, really?
And plus, Johannesburg is the biggest city.
Yeah.
And it's a very modern city, right?
It is,
L.A.
Yeah. Some people say it's L.A. of Africa. Or
right,
Africa.
Right. Except with much nicer people.
Right.
I love South Africans, man. And for the record, I lived there for a year in 1997. And back then, obviously, South Africa was different, but already different from what it had been, because apartheid had been canceled or abolished. What year was that? Do you remember?
Yeah, it should have been
like 93, maybe
1993. Yeah, 93.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Early 90s, because they had apartheid there, and what that means is
I kind of remember this from history class, but I'm going to be honest. I just it's not at the top.
That's
of
okay.
My
well, we'll tell you what it was. Okay, but the thing is, the majority of people in South Africa are black.
Oh,
and the minority is white, but the minority was in charge and in the government for many years. So the blacks were oppressed by a small group of white people,
mm-hmm.
and they call it apartheid, which is just like the racism we had here you know, like separate bathrooms and everything. But imagine then, like 10 times worse, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you grow up in that reality too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We went to South Africa in 1986, so when I was three.
Oh, so you were already in apartheid, and then
in
you
the
saw it after.
And when we, then we saw it after. Nelson Mandela was the hero of my childhood.
Yeah, Nelson Mandela is like one of the greatest leaders.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was imprisoned for what? 30 years?
30 years, yeah.
30 years.
That's so crazy, huh?
Can you imagine being in prison for 30 years?
No, yeah. I can't imagine being in prison for
30
hours.
Minutes, really? I know. Even 30 minutes. Don't take me there.
I would not last a second. Yeah. It'd definitely be somebody's bitch for sure.
And you know, this is not even for committing a crime, you know? I mean,
no.
He was just, you know, they wanted to shut him up. So.
Yeah. That's so crazy. And then when he gets out, he's like old.
Yeah.
And his life is basically over.
Yeah. And the only, and the first thing he said is, we should forgive each other.
Right.
Can you imagine being that nice?
Yeah.
I should be that nice. I should try to be that nice.
You should try.
Yeah.
Move to South Africa, maybe you will be. The people there are just amazing. They're so warm and everything. And I got to tell you, I really enjoyed every moment. And I probably would have stayed there had it not been that my kids were growing up here and I had to
you
be
had
with
to be
them.
Back, yeah.
I had to be with them.
Why did I think the majority of people in South Africa were white?
No,
not the majority, not by
totally
a long
not.
Shot.
Oh, really?
Right, because Africa is majorly, I mean, predominantly black.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so the country of South Africa is pretty much a reflection of the rest of Africa, where the whites are always the minority there, and yet they've been the ones, you know, in power because of the times of empires and things like that, you know, colonies.
Right.
You know. So, at any rate, so we're going back to Tobias. So you grew up seeing both, right? Did you feel like, because they said it was almost like a boiling pot at that point, where people knew it was going to explode, probably with a revolution or something, right? But then the white government actually, de Klerk it was?
Yeah, de Klerk.
Yeah, it was the white people that decided we got to end this. You know,
I mean, that's good though.
It was the white people who decided to end it, but they had a lot of pressure from the side of the ANC, the party of the blacks, especially of Nelson Mandela.
Right.
Yeah.
But they always had pressure. You know, I mean, you have to realize that. I think it's people, more moderate people started to go on because I think the white South African people were totally aware of the situation.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Obviously, right?
Sure.
I mean, you see that, like, even within Johannesburg, you have, what's it called? The poor neighborhood in Johannesburg.
Ah, there. You mean Soweto.
Soweto. Yeah, yeah. Right in the middle of the city, you have, like, a very poor black neighborhood, you know?
And like the ghetto.
Right. And, and they live in, like, what? In shacks, almost.
Yeah, yeah.
And they see the big city around them. And it's such a contrast in cultures. You go, my God, you know.
My father was working in Soweto for... Like teaching there for those children. And I've been here and there with him several times.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. So you were aware of what's going on. You saw the inequality and everything. Did it get in the way of personal life there? I mean, did you feel animosity from black people?
No, I personally never, but I think it's always depending on how you face the other people, yeah.
How you treat them.
Yeah, that's
how
very
treat
true.
Them. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true, because all the ones I met were great people also, so... but there's a lot of crime, at least there was back then, right? Do you know what it's like today there?
Oh, it's still, especially Cape Town, unfortunately, is not so safe anymore. But
really? Def not going there.
Yeah,
you should go
tourist.
There. It's always like if you don't run around like a stupid tourist, then you should know how to behave.
Right. Yeah. I might run around like a stupid tourist.
Yeah. I mean, like when I went there were like baboons on the side of the road.
What's a baboon?
A monkey.
Like an actual monkey?
Yeah. There were like packs of monkeys on the side of the road.
And they are very funny because they are really clever and they always just try to get into your car and stuff off, rid of you. Yeah.
That is so funny. And I would be really scared, actually.
No, you wouldn't be. Look, I mean, actually, it's funny that you said that because we pulled over when we saw some baboons there. And so we put into a clearing by the side of the road. Suddenly, a whole pack of them came out. We rolled up the windows and they climbed all over the fucking car.
Yeah.
I could see him so close to me, like, because he was on the windshield, mm-hmm. you know, and it was just such an experience.
Were you in the car?
Yeah.
And they were just like on top of it.
On top of the car.
Yeah, no, I'd freak out. Yeah,
and they are really, really smart because they just learn, for example, if you pull up the windows not too high so that there's a small, then they just take the small babies and throw them into inside of the car
really?
So that the babies can get some bananas or something.
Oh, my God.
And then they just get
That's so crazy. Have you guys seen Planet of the Apes?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
I'm hoping one day that happens. It would be so cool. But I hope it happens with dogs. Like, I just come home and he's
dogs
like, I'm Bruno.
The world.
That movie was great.
Not in this lifetime, I don't think.
Hey, you never know, man.
Yeah.
One scientist could figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, like, there was a... Remember, you guys remember that story about the lady that owned a monkey for, like, years? And then one day it just, like...
Attacked her?
Yeah, and she is... fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's not even like she has no fingers left. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I was like, no, I don't really do monkeys. Not my thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, even the lions and the leopards in South Africa, they are afraid of the monkeys, especially the baboons.
Oh really?
Yeah. They don't attack them because they are almost stronger than they are.
I'm gonna Google a picture of a baboon. Are they, is
yeah,
that
just
the one with
Google
the pink
it.
Nose?
Yeah.
It's the pink nose?
No, it's the pink ass.
Yeah, the pink ass.
Pink
they get
ass.
the big pink ass.
Yeah.
You're just thinking of the wrong end. Not the nose, the ass. But maybe if they stick the nose in the pink asses, you know, whatever. At any rate...
Yeah, they're horrifying looking.
Yeah.
Like, they're not cute at all.
Yeah, that's the baboon.
Like, what is that?
And you just... you should Google a picture where you see the mouth of the baboon, then you see...
Yeah.
They
it?
Are really, really hard.
I'm going to do baboon monkey mouth.
Yeah, right. They open their mouths. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exposing their teeth.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
They look dangerous, right?
And you were just like sitting in the car.
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm saying.
I'd be like, you can have whatever you want. Just take it.
And back then, we didn't have camera phones. So we didn't take pictures. I'm like, shit,
oh,
I would have taken like a video of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was no iPhones in 96. There was barely a cell phone.
Do the lions and stuff just roam the streets too?
No, they're just in the national parks. But there are a lot of... Big, big, big national parks.
Is that like zoos?
Oh,
safari
no, it's like safari. It's
so you can like sit in a little truck.
You sit in the truck. You even can walk. But
they
just
won't
with
try
a,
to eat you?
Oh, they will. You need to have a guide with a gun.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I always wanted to do that.
That's really great. I did it several times.
I want to do it so bad. So I don't even care. You can attack me. I think you're so cute.
Yeah, no, really. It's amazing. And it's in Germany, you say it's almost as big as Switzerland, so really, really, really big, the parks. And then you just drive in the car and all the animals are there.
That's so crazy. Yeah. Have you ever heard of black jaguar, white tiger?
No.
No?
No.
Do you have Instagram?
Yeah.
You should follow them. They are in Mexico. It's on my bucket list of things to do. I think you'd like it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
They save like wildlife lions and stuff, but people can go.
Okay.
And they're like really lovey-dovey and friendly.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I want to go so bad.
Oh, okay.
They only let like famous people go, so I'm not cool enough.
Okay. Well, you will be one day.
Yeah. You should work on that.
I know.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go. But it's kind of like Jurassic Park, you know? You just drive there and the animals
are
there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how they got the idea, you know?
Do you guys believe in dinosaurs, though?
What do you mean believe that they existed?
Yeah.
Well, there's evidence.
No, that's not true.
Tobias, what do you think?
It's not true.
Do we really believe in fossils, though?
Yeah, fossils.
Yeah.
Like, fossils could be so fake.
Why?
Because, like, how do we know you
really
didn't just put that together with
clay? So you think that there are people running around on the earth doing fake fossils all the time?
Yeah.
And you think scientists
would
notice?
That's quite an interesting job.
It just doesn't make sense that there's not one dinosaur left.
But for what should they do that?
But you don't know her story.
Listen,
her
story.
Yeah.
You're talking millions of years ago, though, you know?
But still, not one left. Not even like an offspring of one. Doesn't make any sense.
But just look, for example, even now they're dying almost. I read about 60
species?
Per day.
Really? Per day we're losing. Wow.
Polar bears are almost out.
Or something like that, but yeah.
Polar bears are almost extinct. Yeah.
So that's true. They probably have like fossils of these things like millions of years.
In a million years.
Right.
Yeah. Perhaps we are fossils in a million years.
Yeah.
We are trying hard to be, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, we started as cave people, and now we like can write and read and speak. It's so weird to me.
Right. But you know what? We've never advanced as much as we have in the past 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
In the million, in the... Well, let's say tens of thousands of years that men existed, we've advanced just so much. So imagine the next 50 years, what's going to happen? We're not even going to be humans the way we are today.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything's going to be like robotic.
Well, either that or we're going to have like bionic this, bionic that. And
maybe it would be cooler if we were half robots, because then we could live longer and we wouldn't get like cancer and stuff.
Right. You know, they'll put chips inside of us and things like that. You know?
And
we'll go for it because it'll make things easier. Oh, I don't need a key. Oh, I don't need a wallet. Mm-hmm. I don't need this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie Total Recall, I just saw they had phones implanted into their hands. So they would just hold up their hand and there's a phone
there.
How
do you eat
dinner? Well, you know. No, it's inside. It's like inside. It looks almost like, you know.
So it's like just flat.
Like a light. Yeah, like a light.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That movie just sucks.
I saw the second
one. Yeah, with Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
It
was okay. Yeah, it wasn't as great as the first one. Did you see him?
No.
No Total Recall?
Mm. No.
Even the one with the Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
You've got to see
it. I should have seen
it
because of
it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? In fact, right now on Amazon Prime, they have it for free. So
it
just came out. I think I'm going to catch up on that and now be able to compare the two movies.
Mm-hmm.
But the one with Colin Farrell, yeah, it wasn't. Wasn't as good.
No. Oh, Colin Farrell is an Arnold Schwarzenegger, so it doesn't surprise me at
all.
Well,
he's a great actor. There's
he's
no
a,
doubt.
He's an okay actor.
Yeah, he.
But
is.
They tried. Yeah. What they did is they tried to take the story into a different direction, and I think that ruined it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Yeah. And anyway, so and we'll get to your movie also, but let's just go back to. So South Africa, you grew up there.
Yeah.
What happened? Did you go to school?
I went to kindergarten and then to school there.
Okay, and what about high school also?
No. We went back to Germany in 1996.
I see, okay. Yeah. And so you went to high school in Germany.
In Germany, yeah.
Right. Then what was that like now for you? You come back to Germany and you tell people, hey, you know, I grew up in Africa.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I hated in Germany at the beginning, to be honest.
Really?
And much too cold. And
I heard it's really cold there.
Yeah, just right at the moment.
Do you still
I can
live
show
in
you
Germany?
Some pictures. Yeah.
Oh, so you're not even from LA. You're just visiting.
No, I'm just visiting for the Oscars now, yeah.
Right,
oh.
Yeah. No, that's what we're gonna get to. You
ah,
know?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The thing,
oh, sorry, I didn't want to take it.
No, she did.
You did.
She did.
No, I'm not living in LA. I'm just here since Saturday now. Yeah.
Oh, really? How long are you staying?
Till next Friday.
So, why for the Oscars? Are you gonna be part of the Oscars?
Yeah. I will be part of the Oscars. We are nominated with the film.
You're nominated with the film. Yeah.
Why am I not surprised? I mean, Catherine sends us all the winners,
all the
nominations.
Yeah.
So you're sure to win. There you go.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's congratulations.
What category are you going to compete in?
Best live action short film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is short film, and we'll get to that, of course. I just was wondering, how did you get into film?
At least I started my career as an actor at school. I went in the school acting class because there were a lot of lovely ladies in the class. And no men.
No men.
We always went for 2 weeks. We went for kind of a theater course.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, that must be heaven. Ten lovely ladies and just me with them for 2 weeks. Yeah.
It is heaven.
So how'd that work out for you, champ?
Oh, yeah.
It worked out.
Yeah. It worked out. It was quite a smart idea.
That is so funny. That's something I would do, for sure.
And because of that, at least, that's the reason why I'm now nominated for the Oscars. Yeah, just like 10 lovely ladies.
Really? You think so?
Oh, at least I think if it wouldn't have been like that, I would never have went to acting.
Yeah, you would have gotten into filmmaking. Yeah.
And then stuff, I never would decided, okay, I can get
so
an
So you
act
did it
perhaps.
For like kind of like a, to be a dog. And then you realize, oh my God, wait, I have some talent.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah, really. And at the beginning, I just wanted to do the light thing. They should act. I didn't want to learn any lines or something like
right.
that.
Right.
And, I just wanted to do the lighting or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And then they said, no, you are the only man. You need to act too. And I said, no, that's not cool. But
and then you really, studied the lines and you were like, I'm good at this.
Yeah. And then I said, oh, wow, I'm really amazing talent. Yeah, I should do that for the rest of my life.
Well, that's
in some way like that.
Yeah.
At least in his head, it was like that.
Oh, that's so funny.
Very cool. So you acted in some projects and stuff?
Yeah, I acted for almost... I studied acting for 4 years in Germany, and then I started working on theater for 3 years, and then I was part of a quite famous TV show in Germany for 5 years.
Really?
Oh, I was acting there, yeah, as a main character of the show.
What kind of a show was it?
Oh, it's kind of a... do you have telenovelas here?
Yeah.
A daily?
Yeah.
Yeah, like soap operas. We can
yeah,
like the
yeah,
Spanish.
No, you shouldn't say soap opera. Soap opera is really... In Germany, it's a difference between a soap opera and
a telenovela.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the actors in the telenovelas, they are quite good.
Oh,
yeah. In a different way then. So in soap opera, you just cast on the street. And the telenovelas, you have actors who...
Yeah.
Even
I
quite
see.
Famous ones ago.
Yeah. I see. So
see, out here,
that.
Telenovelas are like just
Spanish
soap operas.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So
no,
like
that's
no
difference. No,
yeah,
that's
there's
a
no
difference.
Yeah. So like when you hear telenovela, you just think of like a Spanish soap opera.
Ah, okay. No. That's a different kind.
Yeah.
Of.
Soap opera, the acting is really like not good.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so like...
Or even in a telenovela, to be honest, it's not the best. Yeah. Because you're shooting per day, you're shooting one show.
Yeah,
so
an episode.
That's a lot.
Is.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot
that's
of work.
A lot,
a lot to remember.
Yeah.
For sure.
Craziness.
Wow. So then from acting, you decided to expand and get into filmmaking.
Yeah. I just decided because at the end I was in this telenovela and I thought, okay, that are not the stories why I decided I want to become an actor.
Yeah.
Right.
I have my own stories and I have my own ideas on scripts and on how to tell the stories. So I decided, okay, I need to get to another position to tell stories. So I decided to become a producer or directing part.
Right. And did you start your own projects?
I started my own company already during I was in this telenovela, and I took some of the money. You earn a lot of money if you go to a telenovela, so I took some of that to found our own company. And then I decided to do a masterclass of 2 years in quite a famous German film school.
Oh, very
cool.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's get to the movie because I'm really eager to get into this. So how did this project come about? The film is called Watu Wote, which means all of us.
All of us, yeah.
And that's in what language?
It's Swahili.
Swahili,
which is
what they speak in Kenya.
Yeah, in Kenya they speak English and Swahili as the main languages.
I see. So how did this film come about? I mean, you grew up in South Africa. But so obviously it had a connection to Africa somehow. But how did this come about? How did you end up producing this film?
Oh, at least I was brought up in South Africa, but I traveled a lot in Africa the years before. So I traveled
oh, you did?
And worked in Kenya. I worked in Kenya for some NGOs.
Uh-huh.
In Dadaab, for example, is the biggest refugee camp in the world. At the Somali border, I worked there for an NGO, and I worked in Congo and in Uganda and in
so you were like countries. Right there where all the action was going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So then this story came up, and how did you find out about the story? This is a true story.
It's a true story, and at least we I went to the university, to the film school, and asked them when I entered if I'm allowed to shoot my graduation film in an African country. And they said, okay, if you manage that, then you can. So we were looking, it was our graduation film of the masterclass program, and we were looking for topics in different African countries.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then just this story popped up in a German newspaper article. And we all said, okay, that's the star we should go.
Wow. What year was that?
It was 2015, December 2015.
So this is recent.
Yeah, yeah, totally recent.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, I remember this.
So give us the gist of the movie. What is it about? It is a short film, right? How long is it?
It's a 25-minute short film.
25 minutes. That's a long... That's a long film for a short film, right?
Yeah, it's quite long for a short.
Right, right.
How long is a short supposed to be? Normally?
Oh, you can say between 10, 15, up to 20. Something.
So you're like 5 minutes over.
Yeah.
Right, but that's fine. I mean, if you have a story to tell, people I'm sure are going to hang around
for
another
least.
5 minutes.
At
right?
least exactly. it succeeded.
Yeah. So the situation in Kenya at the time... there's a lot of mistrust between Muslims and Christians.
Yeah.
That's the setting for your story, right? So tell us a little bit about that. Why is there so much animosity between them, or mistrust, or?
Oh, at least it's it's a little bit similar to Western countries like Europe, or even here, I guess. It's because of terrorism. And in Kenya, you have the Al-Shabaab. It's part of the Al-Qaeda.
Right.
And the Al-Shabaab, they are based in Somalia. But since Kenyan Defense Forces are going into Somalia, fighting against the Al-Shabaab started fighting on Kenyan ground. So they had two really, really big terror attacks in Garissa, where they attacked a university and... More than 200 students were killed.
I remember this.
Yeah. And then another was a Westgate attack. I think even here people knew about that. That was
with the girls that they took 200
no,
girls.
No, they took no. That's Boko Haram in Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
It's similar, but no. The Al-Shabaab, they attacked a big shopping mall, and they went into this shopping mall and hostaged the people for 2 days and killed all of them.
Really?
Yeah, up to 100.
Right.
Yeah, and what I remember this being a big deal because there's been so many terror attacks, but for some reason the one in Kenya was like barely spoken about.
Yeah.
No one like talked about it.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't a big deal. Yeah. I remember this. Yeah.
Because we'd rather like not get involved in that stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We've got so much here to deal with. My God.
But wasn't like the bodies like outside for a while too?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I remember seeing pictures and videos of it, and I was like, oh my God.
But the U.S. is fighting against the Al-Shabaab on the Somali ground just right at the moment. Yeah, just I think 2 weeks ago they shot with drones on them.
Right. You see, so we actually have soldiers there in Africa.
Yeah.
You know, trying to fight these terrorists, but... That's why, you know, when people say, oh, the U.S. doesn't care, that's bullshit. I mean, we've got people everywhere at least trying to put some order into things.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I think, you know. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people badmouth this country, but I find it to be the most responsible country in the world. I think so. I don't know. But so your story, what happened there?
There it happened that a bus was traveling with up to 100 passengers to the border region of Somalia with Christians and Muslims on the bus. And the Al-Shabaab attacked the bus. They stopped it. And there were several similar attacks during the years before. And every attack until then, they just killed all the Christians on the buses.
Oh, wow.
Up to 40 sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're all like civilians?
Civilians.
Innocent
all of
people.
Yeah, innocent civilians just traveling. It was just almost Christmas, so all of these Christians were traveling to their hometown just to have Christmas with the families.
And
the Al-Shabaab just stopped them and wanted to kill the Christians on this bus.
And you created the drama around it?
Oh, what happened then, and that's a true incident, during the attack, the Muslims just changed clothes with the Christians. So that the Al-Shabaab didn't know
tell the difference.
Who's a Muslim, who is a Christian. And then there was a Muslim teacher who stood up and who said, okay, you need to kill all of us or none of us. We won't show the Christians here.
Yeah.
And
what a great story.
No, don't tell us. This teacher.
You need to see the end.
No, the teacher.
I always want to know
the ending. But it's a true incident, so you can read
the
it. The teacher was shot. He died, although he was a Muslim. But he died 3 weeks after the attack. but all others survived and the terrorists fled.
Wow.
So they stood up against the terrorists. And
yeah, what a brave story, wow. Right?
Yeah.
A story of bravery. Wow. So this is called Watuwote, right? I hope
yeah.
I said it right.
Yeah, Watuwote.
Watuwote, all of us. And the film is by Tobias Rosen. Now, people can't really see it, right, until
there's a cinema release right at the moment of the nominated short films for the Oscars.
Oh, so people can go see them.
Yeah, they can go see it. Even in L.A., there in some cinemas shows them.
Right. Now, the screener that I got, does that mean that people can watch it online too or not yet? Or?
The screener you got online, it's not... I think it's on Vimeo since
Vimeo,
yesterday.
Vimeo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but so people can watch it there on Vimeo?
Yeah, but not, I think you need a
password.
Pro account or, no, you need a some kind of account.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you can watch it there. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. But I'm saying as far as people, you know, living not in L.A. or something, yeah. they want to see the movie, how will they be able to see it?
Right at the moment on the cinema release, it's in the whole U.S. During the next 2 months, there will be a cinema release of the 5 nominated short films.
Oh, very yeah. nice.
Oh, that's yeah. cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you're only competing with 4. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, yeah, you have yeah. We are competing with 4. Yeah, yeah, I might see. Might be.
Yeah, listen, your film is pretty deep. I think you have a great chance. You
yeah,
know?
We won around 60 awards during the last year with this
wow.
film.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that makes you feel great.
Yeah, it's nice that the story just turned out like that. Yeah, at the
yeah.
end. Yeah, yeah.
but I mean, it's you put it together. I mean, the producer is the boss, so
in some way,
you
yeah.
can take a lot of the credit, right?
Yeah, but it was at least you need to know it was a really really
effort.
Really tough team effort.
Right.
We had 95% of the teams were Kenyans. We decided to shoot this film with the Kenyan team and.
Right.
Especially our director and the team from the Hamburg Media School, our DOP, Felix, and the scriptwriter.
So these are like actors. These are people in Kenya that go to learn acting so they can be in movies. And
yeah.
that's who you hired for the film, right?
Yeah, and we hired 2 guys from L.A., or I think right at the moment they are in New York, but actors from, do you know the film Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks?
I know of it. I didn't see
the,
it.
Oh, the captain. The
Captain Phillips, who is just who was attacked by 3 pirates, Somali pirates.
Oh.
One of them was nominated for the Oscars.
Yeah, I remember
yeah.
that. Yeah,
oh, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we took them. They went to shoot with us. In
nice.
Kenya.
And
That's
so
awesome.
And you shot on location in Kenya.
We
right?
shot on location in Kenya. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
We did a research at the border region, even with the military all the time.
Yeah, and like you felt safe, like and stuff out there. While you were filming?
Yeah. While we were filming, we were totally safe all the time because we weren't shooting at the original locations. But during
okay.
the research, we went to the border region. And
okay.
It was quite interesting. We did an interview with the principal of the school where the teacher was in. And we did an interview. And during the interview, we just heard on the rooftop, like, some we thought it was a cat running around or something like that, and
right.
then we went out and we just saw the military guys who were watching for us on the ground with the machine guns.
Oh wow!
And I said, "Hey guys, don't be so lazy. We are paying you." And they said, "Don't you hear the bullet fire?" So the Al Shabaab was there, 150 meters away, and were shooting.
Wow!
Gunfire.
Oh no! Hell no! Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, you've definitely been through some adventures.
Some, yeah.
I would have shot in like New York and made it look like Kenya.
You should try, yeah. Might be even the bigger challenge than we went to.
Now, Tobias, just to wrap up, we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
Let's give credit to some of the crew. Who was the director?
The director was Katja Benrad, a German fellow student from my...
Oh, really? So
yeah, yeah.
So you met her at school?
We met her at school, and we shot another film even before, so we know each other quite well, and yeah, she... just did an amazing job on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And some of the cast, the stars of the show?
Yeah, that was...
movie?
The stars were, for sure, here in the U.S., you know, Faisal Ahmed and Barkhad Abdirahim, the guys from Captain Phillips, and
okay.
The other ones were actors in Kenya.
In
yeah,
Kenya,
Adeline
right.
And
so, like, when you win an award, who takes it home?
It depends.
Like, if you win the Oscar, who's bringing it
the
home?
Producer.
The producer and the director, we are nominated. Both of us are nominated.
Oh, really?
So I think we should earn 2. for the director. And
right.
Him. Yeah.
Right. That's cool. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. Very, very yeah. cool, man. Yeah. And I wanted to say that I saw just a trailer. We saw the beginning of the movie, and it looks very powerful. It's subtitled because everybody speaks the,
shot in original
the native
language yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You don't want these people speaking English. It's not going to be convincing.
Yeah.
You know?
It just wouldn't be like legit.
Yeah. We just yeah. thought it should be all as authentic as possible.
Right.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to you, Tobias.
Thanks a lot.
You know,
thank you.
I'm telling you, if you're represented by Catherine, you're going to win because all our movies win. She has this ability to
Unfortunately,
find.
She's representing at the moment three, so.
Three of the people in the category?
Yeah. yeah. So that's how it is. She's going to win either way.
So she will win either yeah. way, but.
That's true. Well, now we know a secret.
Well then, sips water.
The movies Watu Wote, All of Us. You guys can look for it during the Oscars. Let's wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
You know, it's definitely, I know you put in a lot of work into it. How long did it take from beginning to end?
Oh, we have been in Kenya for almost 6 months. Yeah.
6 months. Yeah. That's a long time. And yeah. then post-production, where did you do
out here? Post-production in Germany. And okay. That was quite fast. Just 1 month post-production.
Oh, nice.
And
okay.
Then it went out.
So you yeah. got a lot of what you wanted in the original shoot.
Yeah.
Awesome. And how can people find you on social media?
On social media, we are on Instagram with Watu Wote, and on Facebook, we have a page too.
Right. Yeah. And how is it spelled, Watu Wote?
W-A-T-U, and then V-O-T-O.
Right. It's actually W, though. In
oh, English. Yeah, sorry. It's yeah. W. Ah, that's the German part.
Exactly. Yeah. You see, because their W is pronounced like a V.
V, yeah. yeah.
So right. funny.
In Germany, you say V.
Yeah.
Right. And V is pronounced F. And yeah. so
that's
forth,
so
right?
Funny.
It is
so how
funny.
Do you say, like, victory?
We say victory.
Oh, so you don't yeah. pronounce it like an F?
No, I pronounce it like victory. Like W at least.
Yeah,
victory. Yeah, I was like,
all right.
Sounds the same.
All right, anyway, Tobias, thank you so much for joining
thanks
us.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
Everybody
a lot.
Finds us everywhere and check out the movie. Danny, thank you as always.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take a moment to thank you. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.